I'm Laura.
I'm Maisha.
And this week on Sounds Good, Sounds Organic, Maisha and Laura are falling in love.
Ooh.
Damn, son.
Okay. So, how's it going?
I'm living life, man. I am halfway through my makeup school, and it's just been so fun. I'm making friends. I'm meeting people.
You can't see this, but she's dabbing while saying
I'm not dabbing. I'm just throwing my arms around.
Uh-huh.
It's like a low dab.
A low dab. I saw a Snap story with you the other day where you were gluing feathers onto your eyebrows.
Yeah, that happened. That was editorial day where we did, like, editorial makeup. Uh-huh. So for, like, runway and stuff. And they were like, we're going to glue feathers on each other. So we did. And then we what's it called? Blocked out our eyebrows with glue and stuff.
Oh my god.
And then we put a glitter brow on. And that was so fun. It was so fun.
Was it fun?
It was fun.
wait, correct.
I think so.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but like, was it fun?
I lied. It wasn't fun. But yeah, yes, I did. And what did I do? I painted someone's face to look like an avatar. Like
that, I saw that too.
The Blue People movie.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
what the famous James Cameron movie.
Listen to
Avatar
me.
Avatar is.
It's not you.
Alien.
It's
Pocahontas.
Just when I say stop. It's just when I say Avatar, people are like The Last Airbender, and I'm like, no.
Where were there blue people in The Last Airbender?
I don't know.
Also, no movie exists of Avatar or The Last Airbender that
yes, it does.
We speak of. Shut your mouth.
Okay.
Who are you?
You think you can...
Get out of here.
Block out history.
I can and I will.
You can't. You can't repeat the past.
Stop this. It's exactly what we're going
Old
for.
Sport.
Oh my god.
I just mixed up two people's characters.
You just... I think you quoted...
I quoted
Gatsby.
Nick Carraway, but then referred to you as what Nick gets called by Gatsby. Old sport.
Yeah.
Pulled pork.
That's ugly. Stop it. No more Gatsby. Gatsby's so overrated. It, like, exists purely so that, like, high schoolers can learn what symbolism is. I'm over it.
Eyes.
I'm over and I'm out.
What did it mean when Daisy got hit by the car?
That meant that you shouldn't hit up your old crush from high school.
Or they'll die.
Or they'll die a horrific death.
Did she die?
Oh, wait, no. Did Daisy get hit by the car? I thought
some woman got hit by the
car.
No,
Daisy hit someone else with her car, I'm pretty
sure. Daisy is so self-destructive that she hit herself with her own car.
The green light at the bay of his mansion that stands for the blinking green light of, like, AOL Instant Messenger.
I don't think that's true.
Whenever you were in middle school and your crush came online, and then... It was like...
As someone who never had AOL Messenger...
It was a longing. I don't...
No. This is...
Symbolism.
This is turning into a Spark Notes for high school kids.
Stay in school, children, or you'll end up like me.
You're going to med school. That is not so bad.
Do not stay in school, children, or you'll end up like me.
If you don't stay in school, you'll end up happy like me.
Oh my god. No more dabbing for the rest of this episode. I swear. God.
Lil Dicky has a shirt that says no dabbing that you can buy, and he's like, there's no talent. And I'm like, shut up.
When Lil Dicky is the connoisseur of talent.
I hate you. Oh,
oh contraire, mon frère.
I hate you. Anyway, so my life is going great. I'm a certified makeup artist now. Next week is special effects makeup that I'm ready for, even though I fucking suck at special effects, which I found out last week.
Oh.
Which is upsetting because that's what I wanted to do, but that's how life is. Anyway.
Maybe you'll get better.
With practice?
Yeah.
Practice makes perfect.
Actually, practice makes permanent. So
that's true. Muscle memes.
Don't practice wrong is all I'm saying.
Thank you for that pressure. But
this is what it's like to be me all the time.
yeah. When you perform surgery.
Yeah,
do you
yeah,
just
yeah.
practice makes permanent as you, like, slice someone up.
I don't know how many more times I have to convey to you that I've never done surgery on anybody.
Maisha's a superstar in my mind. She's a superstar doctor.
Laura will, like, text me about her, like, insane medical problems, and I'll be like...
Insane medical problems? I'll be like, my stomach hurts. I'll be she'll like, be like, go throw up.
I'll be like, I've never been to med school, but...
Maisha's a really good doctor in my head.
Oh my god.
She's a family of five to support, so she does it flawlessly.
Please go to your doctor for checkups.
No!
I'm not. Go to a black market doctor. I would rather
text a pre-med than.
A mistake? Okay.
That way no one's liable.
So, yeah.
Would you be liable?
Yes. If I gave you. That's fraud if I pretended to be a doctor.
But you're not I know you're not a doctor.
Okay.
Wink, wink.
Okay, but. There's no legal documentation that says that if I tell you to do some, like, if I give you medical advice and you follow it and then something bad happens to you, that you can't sue me. So I'm pretty liable.
I can shake your hand right now and tell you I'll never sue you.
Vocal contracts, I don't think are that binding.
That's how it is in Texas. Actually, in Texas, you can, like, write on a napkin and you both sign it and it's binding.
What? Give me a napkin right now.
I don't have napkins. I brought the bare essentials. The bare necessities.
The simple bare necessities?
The simple bare necessities.
No. The singing bit is mine.
Listen.
So, fuck off.
There's room for two.
No, there's not. Okay, anyway, you haven't even asked me how I am.
Because I'm still talking about me.
This is ridiculous.
Next week is special effects. The week after is body painting. I get to paint naked people. They'd be wearing pasties.
What are pasties? Are those nipple...
Nipple stickers.
Those nip-nop covers?
Yes. We're Nip and Nop now. We're rebranding already.
Shh, be quiet.
Like, save that for the relaunch.
God.
Anyway, my life's going great. But now it's like, I get why people are like, I don't want college to end. Even though I previously thought that's very stupid. I'm like, grow the fuck up. But I've had so much fun these past 2 weeks that, like, I kind of get it.
Yeah.
I'm a Sigma Nu now.
Oh my god.
Sigma Phi.
You started rushing. Are you a Pi Chi...
Pie in the sky, Epsilon. Yeah. Anyway, how are you doing? How's your summer? How's your Ramadan?
My specific Ramadan? I've been going to class and working, so that's...
Boo.
That's good. I'm taking a few, like, basic courses during the summer at a community college because I, like, need to graduate next spring and have not taken, like, basic government.
That is so wild to me because you're supposed to get like the general you and like what you're supposed to do quote unquote in college is like get your essentials out of the way.
So yeah,
what's it called? Not glam core, it's a light core ed.
Yeah, it's like something like core. Yeah, basic core or something. So my freshman and sophomore year I was like, you know what, I gotta launch into all my major courses immediately, and then I was pre-med, so that was also like a huge chunk. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, it's fine. I'll just take government spring of my senior year. But then last semester I was looking through and I was like, oh, I gotta take all these other courses and I don't have space. And my advisor was like, you gotta take Texas government or you're not gonna graduate.
My God. What a basic class too, you know?
It's so boring. If you don't live in Texas, let me tell you something interesting about Texas government. Nothing. Can you not steal my thunder? That was a bit I was trying to do.
As someone who has taken Texas government, spoiler alert, nothing is interesting.
Oh, also, just really quickly, I would like to bring up an edit of a previous episode.
Yeah.
Whenever I said...
Hold on. Maisha was wrong.
I lied. Because, okay.
Do you want to be known as wrong or a liar?
Wrongadon.
I hate you.
Okay, so whenever we did
I can make those jokes because that way they're insensitive.
Stop. Whenever we did the Ramadan episode and I said that part of the reason that we fast is to, I guess, like have solidarity with poor people, I have since been corrected and, like, my eyes have been opened about how bougie that is and, like, that's not true. in my defense, I'm just kidding. There's no defense. But basically, I just thought that because...
Well, that's all you were taught.
Yeah, I grew up, like, listening to that. And, like, I should know better to, like, accept the word of my, like, family and community without consulting any sort of source. But I just, like, that was always, like, a thing that I'd been taught as a kid. So I just never, like, went back and, I guess,
made sure it was true.
Yeah. So, I apologize if I have misled any or offended any other people, because, like, now I realize, like, I read the arguments about why that's bullshit, and it makes sense, because, like, poor people also fast, so who are they trying to do it in solidarity with? Yeah, so, sorry, although I do speak on the behalf of all Muslims everywhere, I am wrong sometimes, so... Don't write a paper about, like, Islam and then use this podcast and use me as, like, a source.
Actually, please do that.
Actually, yeah, do it. Tell me how that works out. Okay. Thanks.
Back to fun stuff.
Yeah, back to fun stuff, where I'm not wrong. In our intro, we said that in this week's episode, we are falling in love, which I know sounds grotesque.
Nope, we're falling in love.
But that's because, so Modern Love did this thing, this essay called, what is it, How to Fall in Love in...
do you mean the New York Times?
Yeah, the Modern Love is a segment of New York Times.
Oh, is it? I had no idea. I don't read the New York Times because they're not like they try to charge you.
I listen to the podcast Modern Love.
Give me the news for free.
Stop. Okay, so Modern Love is basically this like segment of New York Times wherever they like have essays come in from people about love, and just, like, not just romantic love, but, like, also familial and friendship and blah, 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 and it's, like, kind of this, like, feel-good human interest sort of thing, and, like, there's some really good stories that come out of it, and, they made a podcast that's really good that I used to listen to a lot, so.
Why'd you stop if it was so good?
Shut up. I got busy. So, this one is called 36 Questions That Lead to Love, and the podcast episode correlated with it is actually To Fall in Love, Do This. So, today, Lara and I are gonna ask them. It's gonna be lit as hell.
What?
Basically, there are three sets. So how this is going to work is that I'm going to ask Lara questions from set one, and she's going to ask me questions from set two.
And then we're both going to answer from set three.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Sounds good.
Like a damn conversation. Sounds organic. I didn't miss it.
Didn't miss it this time.
What do you mean this time?
This chair keeps creaking. I'm sorry. Okay.
She needs oil.
She needs her oil. Given the choice of anyone in the world, whomst? Would you want as a dinner guest?
I truly don't. I hate these questions.
Like, this was your idea.
No, not these questions. Like, questions like that. Like, who do you want? Like, if you're throwing a party, who do you want at the party? Dead or alive?
Okay, if I were going to answer this question, I know this is not how we're doing this.
Okay, messing up on the first one, but go on.
If I were doing this, I want to have dinner with...
Don't say Rami Malek.
Damn it. How interesting of a dinner would that be?
I think I want to have dinner with, like, Cher.
If you believe in love,
there's no singing. No singing.
I can...
I'm going to clip your vocal cords, not joking. You'll sound like a turkey.
This is racism at its finest.
It's not.
Next question.
If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know?
I would like this opportunity back in freshman year when I was trying to decide what to do, because I want to know if I should drop out, move to LA and write screenplays, or if I should actually pursue the academic track and get anywhere. So, will I be happy? Will I be famous? Tell me the truth, crystal ball.
Oh my god. This is so dumb, but I want to know if, like...
Okay, we're not doing
No, we're doing both. It. I want to answer this question. I love this question. I want to know.
This is awful.
I honestly, this is so dumb, but I want to know if I get married and have kids. Because, like...
Oh yeah, that too. Can I have that in there?
No, you can take my... You can yell at me and then take my idea.
I forgot. I would also like to know the...
Oh yeah, other parts of my life.
Yeah, future status of my... personal life too.
I just want to know, because, like, I'm truly afraid that I'm gonna die alone. Too late. I'm afraid. But anyway, I also want to know if I have kids, because part of me wants to really donate my uterus. So I want to know.
You can't donate your uterus while you're alive.
Yes, you can.
You're gonna go into early menopause. Do you want early menopause?
Yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Flashes.
Yeah. Bring it on.
White hair.
I'm ready.
Brittle bones.
Fine. Osteoporosis me up.
Oh my god. Okay, next question.
Hold on.
Our podcast is going to be like 18 hours long.
Good. People will listen to every second.
No.
They won't. I'm so sorry. We apologize for last week. We don't. We own everything we do. Go on.
Number two, would you like to be famous?
I think, like, a little bit, which is so gross. I hate when people are like, I want to be famous, but I know we're all secretly like, we want to be famous. Mm-hmm. But, like, I would, it would break my heart if I was, like, Taylor Swift, Harry Styles level of fame. Mm-hmm. Like, that would just break me inside.
It would break your heart.
That's what I said. Yeah, that would just, like, that would hurt me.
I'd be in the seeps of sorrow.
I'm sorry, this is my answer. And so, I think I would want, I just want, like, a little pocket of people that appreciate what I create. Mm-hmm. I don't need a huge audience. I don't want that. That is just, like, terrifying to me and disgusting, because then it's, like, it gets messy.
I think I would like to be, like...
I think this is my question.
No, I think I would like to be, like, John Mulaney level famous. Because, oh, like, really? Because, like, he's famous and people mm-hmm. know him and people know that he's good at what he does. Mm-hmm. But, like, people aren't, like, breaking into his house or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
And, that's like, a, not, that's a good... not everybody knows who he is. Mm-hmm. It's, like...
I feel like it's okay if I, like... If I go to Walmart at, like, 11 p.m. and I don't get recognized, that would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, if someone were to recognize me, I'd be like, this is fun. But not, like, an everyday occurrence, like, can't leave my house.
Yeah.
Kind of deal. That would just be...
Okay.
Dumb. What is the greatest accomplishment of your life?
No, I don't know. I feel like everything I've ever accomplished... Shut up. Everything I've ever accomplished has been kind of low-key by accident. I do stuff as a joke sometimes, and it... Okay, actually, here... this isn't a big deal, but this is truly my greatest accomplishment. One time I was like really sick and really just off the rocker on cough medicine. And so I got this email from my school and it was this woman who was like, we're doing this ceremony type thing. And it's about like getting through your freshman year and like college and like being successful and like what you learned and blah, blah, blah. And I was like high on codeine basically. And I was like, you know, it'd be funny if I wrote a joke speech and submitted it to them. And I did that, right? And it was basically like, it was some garbage kind of speech. It started with, when I started college, I thought I was going to get hot, but that didn't happen. Like, shit like that. And so I wrote this whole entire speech and then forgot about it completely. And then like 2 weeks later, I get an email back from the lady and she was like, I really liked your speech. I would like you to perform it at our ceremony next week. And I, like, deliberated a lot about whether I should just, like, decline. Mm-hmm. But then just, it would be a...
But why would you decline?
It'd be a hilarious opportunity because it was so funny because I got up there and gave my speech. And the dudes who went before and after me had speeches about, like...
Could they flop?
No, theirs were really inspiring and moving and about how, like, they found themselves and their group of friends. Ooh. One of them, like, had some kind of, like, really intense injury that they had to work through. Like, all this stuff. And I get up there and I'm just fucking riffing for, like,
20 minutes. What's up, bitch? I'm ugly.
So I did that. And, like, it was kind of affirming because, like, that was the first time ever that I've stood in front of, like, a crowd and said stuff and they laughed at. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God, I am funny.
It's confirmed.
I may be a slightly acquired taste, but I am foot.
We're just niche, you know? That's who we are.
But yeah, that's my greatest accomplishment, which is lame because, like, that's not a big deal, but it's, like, one of those things that, like, I won't, like, that stick with me, like, I won't forget. Mm-hmm. It's not by any means an accomplishment to anybody else, but, like, to me. So, yeah. What would you constitute a perfect day for you? Oh, I said that question wrong. What would constitute a perfect day for you? I love grammar.
Fuck a grammar.
No.
Ever heard of the evolution of English?
Stop.
Let's see. Okay, I get up early. I go running with my dog, Marvel. I then come back, walk my dog, Bose. I have a nice breakfast that's like not going to weigh me down for the rest of the day. So, I don't know. A toast. Avocado toast. I love avocado toast. I'll never buy a house. I think I'll, like, lounge around, have a Netflix.
This is boring.
No, like, I want to be by myself. I want to hang out. And then I'll go get, like, later I'll get lunch with a friend. I go buy, like, a nice outfit. And then I go out to the bars, the general bars, with some friends, and I get drunk as fuck, and I somehow make it home.
What stops you from doing all of this? I feel like this is not, like, a ridiculous
thing. Well, work stops me. Okay,
but, like, the weekend.
That's what I want to do. Like, not every day, but, like, a lot.
Tag yourself, I'm the friend she has lunch with.
You would be the friend I have lunch
with. I want to have brunch. Let's have brunch.
Oh, my God. That's this place in Dallas we need to go to. They have unlimited mimosas.
I don't drink, Laura.
I do. You can drive. Okay. All these questions I'm asking you are, like, really personal, and yours are kind of, like, surface level.
Yeah, I think that's the point, because they're set one, set two.
Yeah, because this next one is, what do you value most in a friendship?
I value money.
In a friend?
That's it.
You want sugar friends?
I want sugar friends. Sugar siblings. Hello. Will you be my sugar brother?
Disgusting. Oh, my God. Okay, let me just, like, talk some quick shit. There's this girl I follow who keeps, like, tweeting, like, I want a new bra. So come at me, like, hashtag sugar daddies, hashtag sugar babies for sugar daddies. Like, all these tags to get a sugar daddy. And I'm like, you don't need to do this.
There's an app, right?
Well, there are so many websites for you to, like, get a sugar daddy. But I'm like, you don't need to post on your Twitter where your friends and maybe family, like, follows you. You don't need to do this.
Amazing.
Put down the phone.
I'm, like, scared to tweet things like, I think capitalism is bullshit on my Twitter sometimes, because I'm like,
why?
What if it rocks the boat? Like, you know, like, I don't...
What boat?
Like, because I have friends...
Who's on the boat?
Or, you know, stuff like that. Or, like, sometimes I want to say something politically extreme, like, oh, the Democratic National Convention is bull. Like, you know, like, I don't believe in being a liberal anymore.
But you'll say it on our podcast and taint the pod.
No, yeah, I will. But no, I just, because like so many friends and family will read that and then like.
Do you have a lot of family follow you on Twitter?
I mean.
I have like a couple cousins and that's it.
Yeah, my like, brother. It's like a couple cousins, but like, I don't know. Like my family's very nosy. So like those couple cousins will tell another couple cousins. Mm-hmm. And then at Thanksgiving, someone will ask me something awkward. So
remember when you tweeted on November 28th? 4:16 p.m.
Maisha,
you said communism fuels me.
Maisha, do you really whisper comrade after you address everyone?
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, I forgot where I was going with this. Oh yeah, sugar brother, next question.
What do you value most in a friendship? Is that what you value most? I ain't paying for you. You frown at my money. One time at Brahms, I paid in all quarters because I didn't want to bust out my card for, like, a $2 thing.
It was embarrassing.
No, you were like, what kind of white person?
Okay.
And you had, like, a POC bonding moment is what you called it.
The person...
With a... Shh, let me finish my side. You had a POC bonding moment with the cashier, and both of y'all were like, what the fuck? And I was like, what do you mean, what the fuck? It's currency. I want to answer some of these questions from set two, because mine are all like, what's your favorite color?
I'll ask you something from set two.
Okay.
And then you can start asking me stuff from set one. Oh, okay, I'll ask you 17, and you ask me number 5 next.
Okay.
What is your most treasured memory?
This is a horror. I hate this question, actually.
I'll skip it. What is your most terrible memory?
Oh man, this is, well, we're falling in love, so, probably something with, like, my high school boyfriend. He was just awful to me.
If you're listening, you suck.
Oh my God, he's not listening. But fuck you if you are, just kidding. I think one of my most terrible memories is when it was, like, summer after freshman year of high school. I was hanging out with my friend. And she told me that while I was, like, on vacation, he cheated on me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was, like, we were at the park, and she, like, pulled out her phone and starts calling her friend and has it on speaker. And her friend picks up and is like, hey, we have something to tell you. I was completely blindsided.
Oh, my God.
And they tell me that he cheated on me. And I was, like, I was crying, and I was upset, obviously.
Yeah.
And So I called, she hung up the phone with her friend, and, which, I kind of don't know why she did that, actually, because, like...
She could have just told you.
Yeah, like, I would have believed her, I wouldn't have been like,
Where's the backup?
Where are the receipts? But, so I called him, and I'm, like, trying to hold back tears, and he says, hello, and I was like, you cheated on me? And he's like, what? No, I didn't, and I was like, yeah, you did, I know you did, like, whatever. And that was that whole thing. And that was pretty horrible. I didn't eat for, like, 3 days. Anyway.
That's awful.
Actually, I'm a very strong human being. If you're listening. He's not. But,
I didn't even shed a fucking tear. Dude, but that's so savage. Like, that's something high school girls would do. Like, let me call up my friend and we can tell you in unison that your boyfriend cheated.
I know. That is such, like, a, oh, what is it? Like, voyeuristic thing of, like, her friend to do. So that was pretty terrible.
Your turn. Ask me number five.
When did you last sing to yourself? To someone else?
I love these questions. So I sing in the shower every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's therapy. Just kidding. I hate when people are like, that's my therapy. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, you listen to an hour of, like, fucking Linkin Park every day isn't therapy. Don't say that to me.
When people are like, there was this tweet from some Broadway guy who was like, instead of pills, I listen to music. And I'm like, me and my Lexapro are gonna go away. We're leaving.
I hate that. People are like, oh, well, this is my version of therapy. I'm like, obviously it's not, because you depend on random, arbitrary things to make you feel better, so it's not working.
But go on, so you sing in the shower every day?
Every day.
Did you shower today?
No.
All right.
Don't out me like this on the podcast. It's like 11, okay? It's noon right now.
There's still time.
I usually shower before bed, because it makes me feel nice and warm.
Oh, well, that's, like, normal.
Yeah.
You know?
The last time I sang to someone was, like, literally 5 minutes ago when I tried to sing Share to you, and you shut me down like an animal.
It's because when you sing on the podcast,
do
I'm
you
like,
believe?
No! I want to, like...
I think people don't know that I can sing, because I just sing ugly.
We know you can sing, because on the first episode, you were like, don't worry, guys, I have a good voice. We hear you, my chef. We want to stop hearing you.
I've never sung not ugly in front of other people.
That's fine. That is fine. I haven't either.
Laura, did you know that I have the voice of a lark?
What the fuck is a lark?
Oh my god, it's like a Disney princess bird. Like, she sings like a lark.
Oh, my bad!
Why don't... What kind of friend? I can't fall in love with you. What is this? Okay.
We're already breaking up.
Alright, number... The next one. If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly, would you change anything about the way you're living now? Why? That's a dumb question.
I feel like I would...
Spend all my money.
I would spend money differently. I already spend all my money. So I would just spend it differently. Like, I would spend it more on experiences, which I'm trying to do, but also I'm, like, trying to do other things.
Yeah.
Like, I had to save for school. So when I would spend money, it'd be on food or, like, hang out with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I would ideally stop spending money on food and, like, travel, which is what I would love to do.
You have to eat while you travel.
Nope. Just ever heard it. Of Ramadan?
Just suck it in. Oh my god, I hate you. You're not allowed to say Ramadan anymore.
Ramadan.
No.
The R word.
You're not allowed to say it anymore.
The big holiday.
Daniel, every time she says Ramadan, I need you to bleep it out. Don't. Like she's cursing.
Yeah, I think I'd just spend my money differently. I get the fuck out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I would bring my dogs with me. I would have to stay places that only would allow my dogs.
Your very large sons.
Mm-hmm. One is very small. He's my noodle boy.
Noodle boy.
That's Marble.
But he's so strong.
He is very strong. He thinks he's like 130 pounds, but he's not. And then Bo's, he's a big old man.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like compact. Mm-hmm. Like when I tell people he's 90 pounds, people are like, what? And I'm like, yeah.
He's square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I would just travel. I'd pick up and leave, go travel.
Yeah.
When would I be dying?
In 1 year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I go travel.
You could go vanning or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to live in a van so badly. I want to bring my dogs, live in a van, travel the upper west coast,
yeah,
Canada, etc. I want to go to Alaska just for kicks and gigs.
For kicks and gigs.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay.
What does friendship mean to you? We have like four more questions, so.
Okay. Friendship to me, I like to focus on people who... I feel like I'd be, like, be close to. So if I feel like I'd be close to you, we're gonna... I want to hang out all the time. Not all the time, but, like, I want to hang out with you. I want to get dinner with you. And I'm, like, a ride or die. Like, I feel like it's kind of hard to be friends with me. Like, starting to be friends with me. But as soon as we're friends, I'm, like, I'm in it to win it. The other week, I think last weekend, I accidentally got drunk. Even though, like, I drove somewhere, so I got dropped off at my car, and I didn't know what to do, because, like, I was at a place in town where, like, if I called an Uber, I'd have to explain, like, where I was. I didn't want to do that, because I was drunk. So I called my friend at, like, 3 a.m. and she came and picked me up. And I was in Dallas, and we live,
oh my God,
like, 20 minutes away. Yeah. And so, and it was, like, 3 a.m. And I was like, this is true friendship. So even though, like, I'm kind of like...
Number one, never do that again.
I didn't do it on purpose. I normally, like...
Heard of foresight, brother.
Oh, my God. It's because, like, I was stressed and I hadn't had anything to drink in a little bit. So, like, my tolerance was lowered.
Yeah.
And, like, all this stuff. And, like, because I honestly did not even drink that much, but I was like, blah, blah, blah. And so, I called her and she can't pick me up. So, thank you, friend.
Hooray. But, woo-hoo. Yeah. Feel good.
Thank you.
I feel good. Da, 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 da. Sorry.
Anyway, do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
I never thought I'd live past my 20s, so TBD.
We'll see.
Honestly, like, statistically, it'll probably be either a car wreck or, like, heart disease. One of those two.
Okay, well, disregarding statistics, do you have a hunch?
No.
Okay.
I had a hunch that I'd die before I was 20 years old, and here I am, a year expired.
Still kicking.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even have any diseases. Oh, God. Now that I say that.
Knock on wood. Knock on wood.
Where's the wood? This is cardboard.
This room is all metal.
Okay. Next question. This is dumb. I'm not going to ask this one. Next.
What is it?
What roles do love and affection play in your life? Like,
oh, disgusting.
It's gross. Alternate sharing something you consider a positive character. I'm not going to compliment you.
You have to. A positive characteristic. No, you have to. I'm making you do this. You have to.
Share a total of 5 items.
Yeah, so, like, I'll say one, then you say one, then I, until we hit 5 each. We're doing it. I like how level-headed you are.
Okay, that's nice. Do I have to do it now?
Yes. You can't just take, you have to give.
I like how sometimes when I say dumb shit, you know exactly what I am trying to say, and then you jump on the dumb shit bandwagon, and you get me. God, that was ugly. Your turn.
Four more.
I hate.
Okay, I enjoy how empowering you are.
What the fuck? What does that mean?
Because, like, you do not subscribe to white feminism, and you're very, like, no, that's dumb. You make me want to be better in that aspect. You know, does it make sense?
So you're saying I'm better than you.
You're not better than me
I'm on board. I like that I can send you anything, and we can shit-talk it, like, to death. Like, even when it's not really that big of a deal, but you know to be, like, boo, like, where'd you get that in the trash? Like, I don't know. Like, it's really disconcerting to me whenever you, like, try to shit talk something and the person you're shit talking with is like, I don't know. I don't really think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah.
It's really awful, and you've never done that to me, so I appreciate it. Your turn.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's not as easy as you thought it was.
Not, well, I didn't brainstorm, like, nice things about you before I came in here.
Why not? You gotta have a list at hand at all times.
Oh, man. I like your different takes on stuff.
That's like
your hot takes.
Can I really quickly just say that this guy that I like don't know that well tagged me in a Facebook comment, and it was like one of those like bots that like come up with random like statuses or whatever, and one of them was like hot take, yikes Becky. And he tagged me in the comments and was like, this is something I thought you would like, and I was like, oh my God. Okay, wait, I forgot how many we're at. Did you do 3?
I'm counting. I did 3.
Okay, so my third one is, like, it's nice to know somebody who has, like, a different pool of knowledge than you because, shut up. don't look so smug, you bastard. No, because, like...
To those listening, I smiled and did a happy dance.
This was ugly. It's just tiring to, like... kind of be have a conversation and be in like an echo chamber because like you guys like know about the same things but also don't know about the same things, so like it's nice to have somebody who's like, well, actually, like, I blah blah, and I can ask you dumb shit sometimes and be like, what's baking, and like you know, yeah. Not the drug kind, makeup kind. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so next nice thing about me, let's go. And they can't be, I enjoy your hot takes.
Oh my God. This is hard. Oh my god. I love you so much, but this is hard.
This is offensive to me.
Oh my god.
At least pretend it's
there not. There are just hard. So many bad things about Maisha.
Knew it.
No, there are a lot of good things about Maisha. I just don't think about them.
They just never come to life. Wow, I can't believe you have no other compliments for me.
I think you're a good listener, but you know when to listen and when to... Like, the other day, I texted you and I was like, this is going very wrong in my life. And you were like, do you want advice or reassurance? And I was like, both. But, like, I like that you asked, because a lot of people will just try to, like... When I want advice, I'll just, like, listen and be like, oh, that sucks, man. And I'm like, yeah, I know. What the fuck do I do about it? Or people will be like, well, I think you should do this. And I'm like, I already know what the fuck to do. I just want to tell someone. That's four. We're almost done. There are plenty of nice things about me.
Just... I like that you make me laugh.
Hell yeah.
So don't make me regret saying that.
Oh, my God. That being said, I hope this episode is funny.
I hope so, too. Because, like... I need that right now. I'm in a place.
Oh, man.
Okay, your turn.
Last one.
I can't believe you didn't say that I was hilarious once.
You are funny.
Not once.
You, well.
I can't believe I had to tell you.
What am I supposed to say? Like, I think you're funny. I think you're funny, too.
Exactly.
That's why why would I do a podcast with a boring person?
I don't know.
SMH my head.
I don't know. Ask BuzzFeed.
I figured out why I watch so much BuzzFeed. I'll tell you later, though. Sorry.
Okay, it amuses me that you can make stupid movie references in how you like things like Ratatouille unironically. Because I'm very much over liking things ironically. Like it, uh-huh. Like it's like very 2015 humor to me. So
you like how genuine I am, and
I hate this.
And how
I hate this exercise.
I'm unabashedly myself. Is that a word? I think that's a word.
I guess.
I need to pick up a dictionary.
I'm leaving.
Don't drop out, kids. Just kidding. Drop out. Follow your dreams.
The next question is my favorite. Can I ask it?
Sure.
How do you feel about your relationship with your mother? I'm joking. Neither of us should talk about that on a podcast. Like, to each his own.
Wait, so I ask you now.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Next question. If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be?
I mean, I get why my parents did this, because, like, I guess it quote-unquote worked in a way. Mm-hmm. But, like, they were very sparse in encouragement, because I think they were trying to teach me to do things for the sake of doing them, and not, like, because someone's gonna approve of it. Mm-hmm. Which is good, but, like, recently I was talking to my mom, and we were talking about something... And you're gonna hate me, but basically, like,
were you telling her the Persian cat story?
I wasn't telling her. No, it was like my cousin had asked me to perform at her wedding, and I was like, I don't know, like, I can't dance or sing. And my mom looks at me and she's like, "What do you mean?" And I was like, "I'm not good at those things." And she was like, "Since when? You've always been good at singing." And I was like, "What?"
I feel like you really just want to sing. That's all you talk about.
I just want to sing.
You want to be recognized.
I want to be recognized. No, okay. I don't know why. No, but okay. It's funny if this was an example, but mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying I'm like awesome, but just like, I always thought it was bad. So,
okay.
So my mom was like, no, I just said that. What? Because you know when you're little and you like want to be a pop star and you sing and your mom is like, wow, honey, you're so good. My mom was like, don't quit your day job. So,
this is kind of like, because parents just, like, say shit, and you don't understand because you're a child, but they, like, see it as a joke.
Yeah.
So, the word profound, I always thought you said that when someone said something really dumb. Because my parents, like,
I'd be, like, sarcastic, like, that's profound.
My parents said that all the time. And so, until I was, like, 16 or 17, I when someone would say something dumb, I'd be like, that's really profound. And people would laugh. But because I thought I was being sarcastic, but I for real was like, that's fucking stupid. So it sounds like it's one of those things.
Yeah, or like last night, my mom was like, oh, remember that story that you wrote, like, when you were, like, 12? That was really good. You should, like, keep doing that. And I was like, wait, what?
If only you told me years ago.
I know. I think a lot of encouragement. I mean, like, I get it a little bit because...
They just don't sound like the parents that are handing out trophies to millennials for showing up or whatever.
Yeah,
Which, I know no one like that. Actually, that's not true.
I know...
I lied.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't even think they did it, like, purposefully to be like, no, I'm not gonna tell my kid they're good at something when they are. I think it was just, like, I think the point was, like, I was supposed to recognize things that I was good at, but also I was, like, four, so I didn't.
Sounds like you just want a balance.
Yeah. Yeah, I think with anything, I just would appreciate a moderation. Like, my parents are either, like, sparse or, like, all the way. There's no, like.
There's no middle ground.
Yeah. So, I mean, which is, like, fine sometimes, and sometimes I appreciate it. My mom's side of the family is so extremely overdramatic that they cry at every family function for some reason.
Okay.
At every wedding, someone's sobbing.
Is that why emotion makes... Well, it's a wedding.
No.
Maybe not sobbing.
No. People who don't know the crewman pride are sobbing.
That's gross.
Because it's just like they're swept up in the emotion of the moment. Mm-hmm. Whereas my dad's side of the family, it's like...
Very stoic?
Like, no one expresses emotion at all. Like, I watched my cousin get married, like, last whatever, and, like, her mom did not, like, shed a tear. And it's not because she didn't care. She did, but, like... Just that's how his family is. Mm-hmm. So growing up, I see, like, my dad's side of the family, and they're, like, dead, like, cold, stone cold, like, completely. And then my mom's side is, like, at any provocation, it's time to cry. And so it just made me really confused as a kid. So yeah. Now...
Well, it's because you only got the two extremes. You never got, like, the...
Like, the normal, like, express emotion as it is deemed.
That's why you hated complimenting me earlier.
Shut up! Enough. Okay, next one.
I want to answer this question.
Oh, okay.
Personally, I would have liked to be raised in a more liberal family because, well, I admire my mom because she let me come to my own conclusions. Like, she would give me, like, the facts or, like, things that were going on, like, XYZ. And then I'd be like, oh, well, I think this. I think, like, I really value that because it made me come to my own opinions and conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I, like, this sounds, like, so dumb, but bear with me. I've had to overcome a lot to get to where I am, like, opinions-wise, because I was a pretty shitty kid. And I didn't even, like, know what I was saying. I just, like, would be, like, vote McCain. And, like, and I envy people who have, like, more liberal parents and, like, more, and parents that are more...
Although, I don't know what to call it. Like, I might comment that can be, like, a drawback, because people who grow up with liberal parents act mm-hmm. like that's it. Like, they have no more learning to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah, that makes sense.
Like, they're always like, yeah, well, I grew up in this environment, so obviously I'm in the right. So mm-hmm. nothing I can say is, like, gonna be a problem.
Mm.
So.
That makes sense, but I just wish, like...
There's a flippity-flip side to that.
I remember getting in fights with parts of my family when the whole Mike Brown thing was happening, and I was like, oh, I really wish I didn't know that side of you.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's ugly.
Me too. Yeah. I really wish I didn't know that side of all my friends' families. Whenever things like that happen, they're like, you will not believe what my racist Aunt Gertrude said about Muslims. And I'd be like, can we just have coffee?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Now that you say that, I'm kind of like, eh. But still.
Last question on set one.
Mm-hmm.
If you could wake up tomorrow morning having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
I want motivation. I really just want to be, like, motivated to do shit.
That's a decent one, yeah.
I just really, like, I wish I was more motivated to get up and start the day and, like,
yeah.
Clean my room. Like, I want to get shit done.
I want to be a person that does morning yoga.
Yeah.
Like, starts the day that way.
Nice. Yeah, like,
drinks, I just... like, a breakfast smoothie and does yoga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want motivation. Or maybe, like, discipline. Maybe discipline's the thing. I want to be disciplined and be like, you need to get this done. Because if I had discipline, I would already know the piano. And my room would be spotless.
Mm-hmm.
I would have, like, saved more money and I would have, like, gone to school earlier. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah.
Are we doing the one where it's like, what if anything is too serious to be joked about?
Yeah. Honestly, I want to answer that one.
I want to put a disclaimer here and just put, like personally, not, like, in general. Like, does that make sense? Like
out in the world?
Yeah. Like obviously you can't joke about, like, BLM or, like, stuff like that.
Because
it's, like, important and serious.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Maybe that's your answer. I think this means, like, in the world. Like, is there, like, your opinion, personally, on the world?
Okay. I mean, but
or are you trying to be, like, But like, jokes about you.
Yeah. I think it'd be more productive to be jokes about us.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just my hot take that you love so much.
Okay, anyway. Go on, so.
Oh, for me?
Yeah, you answer first.
Okay, this is gonna sound how it sounds, but, like, I need people to not, like, joke about... This is, in a way, I suppose, like, the future.
Is this an issue we've had before?
No.
Okay,
cool. I mean, maybe...
Go on.
Like...
Surprise me.
keeping them guessing. No, but, like, because I'm so, like, a mess about my own future that, like, whenever people are like, oh, no, you'll totally be XYZ, it throws me off a little bit because on one hand I'm like, ah, man, you're jinxing it. On the other hand, it's like, shit. I don't know. Like, it's hard because it's like...
Wait, so do you not like jokes about how together you have it or how much of a mess you are?
No, how together I have it. Because that's not true at all. And like...
It's a facade.
No, it's just because I don't know how to present myself otherwise. Like, I don't know how to be like, ah, I'm out here. I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't slept in 3 weeks. Like, I don't know how to do that. Like, usually, this is a problem that I have where, like, usually it all just, like, comes down to me having some sort of breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And or lashing out at somebody and then having a big fight. Like, there's no...
Yeah.
Remember how I said I was raised within extremes?
Yes. I recall.
So, like... Like, it's hard for me to be vulnerable, number one. And then, number two, it's just, like, whenever conversations arise, and it's, like, oh, but, like, you, like, are definitely gonna accomplish this, it throws me off kilter.
Oh, so
because I know it's not true, like, I know it's not a guarantee, but people act like it's a guarantee.
So if you were, like, fuck, man, I have this essay, and I said something like, you can do it, you're my show, why are you even stressing? You'd be, like, shut your fuck.
Yeah, okay. Basically. Or, like, this happens a lot right now because I'm applying to med schools and grad schools. And people are like, oh, no, don't worry, you're going to get in 100%. I'm like, yeah, first of all, shut the hell up. Even people who are good candidates don't know that for sure. Are we done?
Should we do something lighthearted? I feel like we should do something lighthearted.
Okay, your house containing everything you own. Can I just find it?
Oh, yeah, super lighthearted.
After saving your loved ones and pets, you have time to safely make a final dash to save any one item. What would it be and why?
Probably my laptop.
That's what I was gonna... Yeah.
Like, it has everything. Well, I deleted fucking everything off of it earlier.
I was driving over here to where we record our pod, and Laura goes, don't be alarmed, but I think I just deleted everything on my laptop. good times.
Gotta make more space for the pod, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yay, we did it. Are you in love with me? Are you in love with yourself?
I've already been in love with you. I'm even more in love with myself now, because I get to hear my thoughts out loud.
Boo.
Okay. Are you in love with me?
So, listeners, are you in love with us yet?
Are you in love with me, Maisha?
No.
Whatever. That was our last episode.
Bye, this is it. All right, moving on. Da-da-da-da, Florida News.
This is just like a quick little Florida blip, but don't be alarmed. I met a real-life Floridian the other week.
A real-life Floridian? What was that like?
In my town? She's pretty cool. She was fucking wild.
Yes.
She was like...
I'd be so disappointed if you were like, she's pretty boring.
No, she was wild. I don't want to, like, say too much because she is, like, my friend now, but she has done some crazy shit. Like,
wait, but you can't talk about any of it?
I could.
That's against the spirit of divulging all details of Floridian news, dude.
I don't think she'll listen to this ever.
Mm-hmm.
But,
just in case we get wildly famous.
Yeah.
LOL.
She would mention all, like, she agreed, like, Florida's fucking wild. She was like, have you ever seen the ID channel?
Oh, shit. I just realized, I also now know a Floridian.
Do you really?
Yeah. This guy in my gov class.
You just go and come in here in my territory?
Yeah. We know two Floridians between us. This is...
That is crazy.
He told me that Northern Florida is more conservative than Southern Florida.
Oh, 100%. She's from Northern Florida. And yeah. On her Instagram, she got a Trump shirt.
No. Because he said that because Northern Florida was more, like, habitable back in the day, like, more people originally went there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the new wave of, like, people who, like, probably, like, immigrated from... other Cuba. Places in the States or outside the States went mm-hmm. to Southern Florida. So mm-hmm. it's, like, reversed.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah. And I was like, where are you from? And he was like, I'm from the middle. I'm like, ah, another centrist.
Oh, my God.
Bernie would have won.
But, yeah, I met her, and she agreed, like, it's fucking wild out there. She was like, all the shit happens in Florida. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
I saw a news headline the other day that was like, woman sees alligator and 16 alligator babies in backyard. And I was like,
I would have adopted them.
A typical Tuesday morning. Do not. What the fuck would you have done when they grew up and you'd have 17 full-size alligators in your backyard?
I read this children's book several years ago.
I hate the beginning of the story.
Where this person found a baby alligator and kept it in their bathtub. And I was like, that's what I aspire to be.
A mistake.
No.
Animal abuse.
That's not animal abuse. The gator was having fun. Mm. And then they put it in the swimming pool. I want a baby gator. They're so cute.
Baby gators grow up, no, and they don't develop empathy.
No,
yeah, they do. They'll just eat your child.
They develop empathy.
Animals.
They love me. My dogs love me. They depend on me.
That's because you feed them.
Yeah, they're like...
They quite literally cannot bite the hand that feeds them.
But nibble, okay?
But they nibble. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Sounds good.
Sounds organic. Thanks.